Well, Australia has woken to a new political reality. 5 years after Tony Abbott led the coalition to a sweeping victory over Labor, the Liberals, now on their third Prime Minister, find themselves with no absolute majority, limping along in what will be a hung parliament. With a record-breaking swing of around 20%, the independent Dr. Karen Phelps has won Malcolm Turnbull's former seat of Wentworth. So having won the prize, what does she plan to do with it? I spoke with Karen Phelps just a few minutes ago as she raced between TV engagements. Dr. Karen Phelps, good morning and congratulations.
Thank you, Hugh.
Have you had much sleep at all?
No, not a lot. No, it's not easy to sleep.
It's obviously been a historic moment. What were you picking up as to why the Liberal Party was so much on the nose? Was there a single factor above all others that led to what happened?
I think it was one ousting of a prime minister too many. People were sick of the revolving door of leadership. Malcolm Turnbull was a very popular local member in Wentworth. He was a very engaged member of parliament for the local people, and they just were angry about the fact that the Liberal Party seemed to care a whole lot more about their internal machinations than they did about them.
Well, some people in the Liberal Party on the Conservative side are saying that the loss of Wentworth can be blamed on Malcolm Turnbull for the act of treachery that he displayed by not seeing it through to the next election. Is that the way that Liberals on the ground in Wentworth were seeing Malcolm Turnbull's behaviour?
No, it sounds like blaming the victim to me. I think it's really important that people understand that the people of Wentworth are very politically engaged and highly intelligent people, and they could see right through that sort of excuse making, and what they wanted was a local representative, and they were prepared to go with an independent who knows the community and is prepared to speak up for the issues that are of importance to them. I mean, we didn't hear anything on policy from the Liberals through the whole campaign, and I set a very ambitious policy agenda for the campaign, and I expected them to come back with at least some kind of debate, but they didn't.
Well, on policy, Trent Zimmerman, a Liberal MP from the other side of Sydney Harbour, said last night as the votes were coming in that the results showed that the Liberal Party had to do more on climate change. Did you get a sense that that was one of the big sleeper issues?
It wasn't a sleeper, it was wide awake. I mean, people were talking about climate change at every single pre-poll. They were talking to me about it in the street. They were talking about it on polling day. And people just will not tolerate a government that refuses to have a policy on climate change action. That came through loud and clear.
What about the fate of the refugees on Nauru and Manus?
The children on Nauru must be evacuated with their families as a matter of urgency. There is no reasonable humanitarian excuse for the government to continue to detain children and their families. I mean, there are children who have basically given up the will to live. They have traumatic withdrawal syndrome. The doctors are being expelled from the island if they are speaking up. And we just can't keep going like this. And that is a very easy, achievable thing to do. The longer-term solutions around resettlement are a little more complex, but not unachievable.
Now, you're obviously going to go into a hung parliament now. There are a number of questions that will go before you. Do you think, given that you represent a seat that has long been a Liberal seat, that you will be voting more for the Scott Morrison government than against it?
I was elected as an independent, and so I will behave and vote as an independent. And it will be on the merits of legislation. And I think that that is how a crossbench can be most effective, where it keeps the government to account. It will make sure that the government doesn't just expect to rubber stamp and wave through any sort of legislation. I mean, we saw that with the My Health Record legislation recently, where I called for a Senate inquiry, which has recommended changes to the My Health Record system so that it is better in terms of privacy and security. Those are the sorts of changes that you can make as a crossbencher when you do have the attention of government.
Now, your workload will plainly be high. Can you really continue, as it's been suggested you want to continue, as both a general practitioner and a councillor on the Sydney City Council, while also serving the constituents of Wentworth?
Look, it's really important. I actually take my responsibilities, all of my responsibilities, very seriously. And so over the coming days and weeks, Jackie and I will be looking at my schedule and making sure that I can fulfil any responsibilities to the fullest extent.
All right. There's one question which will probably come before you in the Parliament, and that is Labor will almost certainly make another attempt as the numbers change to refer Peter Dutton to the High Court over the questions, the doubt over his constitutional status. What will you do if and when that happens?
I will be looking at a full briefing about that case and make sure that I understand all of the issues. I'll be asking for legal advice about that. And then I'll make a decision about if and when it comes up.
Two other things. Independence. Do you see that your result will be one that will strengthen the arm of independence? And if so, who do you think in the sitting on Liberal benches might feel most vulnerable?
Well, without discussing individual seats, I think that the result in Wentworth yesterday will certainly give great heart to independents around the country. Who have strong local connections, who represent their constituents. And let's face it, the House of Representatives should be exactly that. It should be representatives of the people of the area. We've developed this sort of duality of a tribal culture of Liberal or Labor opposition and government in a kind of alternating manner around several election cycles. And I think people are really sick to death of seeing this kind of, you know, warring between rival factions and between parties, and there seems to be a lack of focus on the real issues that affect people. And that's where I think we will see a new era of independence.
How much do you think the fact that you were a woman helped you, particularly given that the Liberal Party once again failed to find a way to pre-select a female candidate?
Look, there was no question that the issue of wanting another woman in the Parliament did come up. But I think that, to be honest, I think that this is a merit-based election. And, I'm told by people that I was talking to in the Liberal Party over the polling that they believed that they had pre-selected the person that they thought was best for the job. And I think that the people of Wentworth have elected the person that they think will do the best job for them.
Given the formalities of getting the writs back, when do you think you'll be taking your seat in Parliament?
I'm not sure when that will happen, but I expect that sometime tomorrow I'll be having those conversations and be able to make some planning around timing.
Okay, Dr. Karen Phelps, I know you are flat out busy this morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Bye.
Dr. Karen Phelps, member-elect for the seat of Wentworth. Our apologies for the quality of the phone line there as she raced off to the insider's set just a short time ago.